Hello and welcome to this week's message from Michelle Carter, Senior Pastor of Valley Church. Catch up on more messages and hear the latest from Valley Church online at valleychurch.eu/messages or download from iTunes. For more information about what's going on in the life of church, visit valleychurch.eu. Enjoy the message.
That I have is having people round to my house. Okay, I absolutely love a house full of people, and I also love feeding people. So if you ever come to my house, the table is always full, and I am a cupboard full kind of person, and I just love a house full. Now, Pastor Chrissy in Lancaster last week did actually top me. She had 52 people for lunch. So well done, girl. Your service pastor at Lancaster has definitely, I think, got the record on that one. Something to live up to there, guys. Looking at Dave and Mel over here. But you know what? Sometimes we'd love to host people and to do all that kind of thing. You have to have a few tricks up your sleeve, because if you don't know how many are coming for lunch, you don't know what to do. So you have to have your cupboards full. Like the scouts say, you have to be prepared. So I always have a bag of roasties in the freezer, some frozen Yorkshire puddings. But recently I've got a bit more adventurous. I now have a bag of baby potatoes in the fridge. That's not the adventurous bit. A couple of packs of sausages to expand my roast dinner if I'm having a chicken, and Yorkshire pudding ingredients, because Jenny Street makes the best Yorkshire puddings. So I made it my kind of challenge to see if I could actually get, so I could make my own Yorkshire puddings. And I have to say, one of her children actually in her hearing said the other day, Michelle's Yorkshire puddings are the best. So with that in mind, I'm actually going to invite one of her children to join me on the platform. Is Ollie around? Ollie? Okay, awesome. And if you're at Lancaster in the Northeast, you know, we are a church for the new generation. So we want to always be empowering the new generation. So what I kind of want to do this morning is we're going to have like a bit of an apprentice thing going on here. Thanks, Sam. And Ollie is actually going to create for us one of the things I haven't yet mentioned, which is actually my emergency chocolate sticky pudding. Because, you know, if you've got guests for dinner, you can do the savouries, but there's just something about pudding, right? Something about pudding. Are we all into pudding? And so this morning we are going to make mum's emergency chocolate, sticky chocolate pudding served with chocolate syrup, ice cream decorated with fruit. So this is Ollie's task this morning. Now, I do actually have a recipe for you, Ollie. And I know at Lancaster and the Northeast, I'm sure your chefs are now getting their aprons on. And hopefully you've got some soapy water or some antibacterial hand wash. It's actually on the floor down there, Ollie, if you want to go wash your hands. Awesome. Thank you, Sam. So I'm thinking all the main ingredients over here, but then there's some already made up in bags, actually. Here's some we prepared earlier. Because every good show has to prepare it earlier, don't they? So, the recipe. Okay, so this is the cake recipe. And it's quite simple. All of that goes into a bowl and you mix it. Yeah, so we're doing the all-in-one method this morning because it is that emergency cake, so it's no point in having to do like tricky things like melting things together. You've basically got to be able to put it in the dish and go. So at Lancaster, I hope Pastor Chrissy has given you the recipe, and in the Northeast, hopefully Joe is on it. I would like to say there are only 2 eggs in this recipe, so the one I sent you earlier is wrong. So if you put 4 eggs in, it might end up a little bit of a mess. Anyway, I just had to correct that this morning. So I figured we'd have Ollie because, you know, young people, they learn so much in life. And, you know, you get to this age and you might go to uni, or you might, you know, be thinking of having your own flat. Not that you'll be kind of doing that yet, Ollie. But, you know, as you get older, you need to have these skills passed on. And Thomas said to me this morning, or sorry, last week when I was talking about it, when I said I was going to bake a cake on Mother's Day, he's like, that's sexist, Mum. He said, that is sexist, baking a cake on Mother's Day. You're now saying that all the women should be cooking. So I would just like to tell you, it is not sexist, because some of the top chefs are men. So for all you men who think the women should be doing all the cooking, take note, you're making dinner. So, but it's all right, darling, the chicken's in the oven, we're all good. Anyway, right, moving on. Really, I am going somewhere with this, I promise. So are we all ready? Are we ready at Lancaster and in the Northeast? Good to go? Fantastic. Okay, right. Well, you may start making your cake. So you have a bowl, and these are actually all your ingredients, Ollie. So you've got your... No. I'm just going to put them there, then you don't put anything extra in you don't need. So, no, there's 2 eggs somewhere in there. It's all right. These are just for show. All the things you... because I want to use them for my illustration. So you've got eggs, butter, flour, cocoa powder and sugar to start with. And then you'll need a splash of milk just to like make it a little bit moist. But I can come over if you get stuck. So are you good, Ollie? You've got utensils, you've got all the things you need. And then you've got a mixer for when you've... Don't splatter them all, though. We've done that before as well, haven't we? Yeah. Okay, so while Ollie is going to start, I'm going to pray, and then I am going to explain to you where this is going and what this has to do with life. So keep with me, and I'm going to pray. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that you're here. God, we thank you for your amazing presence. Thank you for the songs that we've sung in worship. God, we thank you for all that you have already done in our lives. And God, we pray this morning, I pray that what I'm doing on the platform, crazy though it may seem, God, we'll really bear fruit in our lives. God, I pray that we will go home different. We'll go home changed and we'll remember what you have to say to us this morning. May it be your words that come through. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. Okay, guys, you can get cooking. Thank you. So when I was thinking about this morning, I was thinking about our lives, and basically all of our lives have a mixture of ingredients in them. So we're all born like basically a clear bowl. You know, life is, it kind of start off in life as kind of like almost like an empty vessel. And as your life grows, then it becomes something different. We have nice things happen to us. We have nice things happen to us. We have like sweet memories that are made, maybe as children, you know, maybe it's like learning to ride your bike. Maybe it's a person in your life that is just so kind to you. You know, maybe it's not your parents, maybe it's a teacher or a youth worker or somebody in your life that has spoken value and life into you. You know, we all have good times. We all have those times that we can look back on and there's a moment where it's like, oh, that was just amazing. But then we also have hard times. You're right, Ollie. And sometimes these times can make us a little bit bitter. You know, cocoa powder, it's dark and it's a little bit bitter. Maybe there's things in our lives, or maybe we've been on the other end of someone else's dark time. And life has its good moments, like the syrup and the sugar, and it has its tough moments, like the darkness of the cocoa powder. Sometimes, you know, like the eggs, we get a bit broken. You saw Ollie crack two eggs. You know, sometimes we get a bit broken. And in a while, hopefully not too long, he's going to beat them all together. And sometimes we feel like, I'm just hurrying him along a bit there, Ollie. We just feel like sometimes we're a bit broken down. And we'd love to be like the sugar and we'd love to think that we're in that happy place. But actually life isn't always like that. And sometimes, you know, it's a bit like the butter. And it gets a little bit messy and a bit sticky and a bit slippy. Maybe you just can't keep your grip on things. Well, I wanted to tell you today, for each and every one of us, we all have the potential within us for something different. You know, within the eggs and within our self-raising flower, we all have this possibility to rise. Like that one? You know, because life can get a little bit messy, and this is about to get, you can just throw a bit of that in, it'll be fine. It was in a bag there. There you go. So, are we good? A splash. Like all the chefs, they just guess. Probably a bit more. Yeah, we're good. Well done, Ollie. Right, probably need to be mixing it quite soon. So put the butter in and then mix it with the mixers. Probably good. Fantastic. Awesome. But, you know, sometimes life... Sorry, darling. There's a bag, that one. Just empty that in. We haven't got time to weigh it out. We've only got the time of the message, so we're all doing good. But sometimes, like this mixture, life can look a little bit messy. And it doesn't look that great, does it really? And do you think sometimes our lives can be a little bit like that? And, you know, we might even set our life up well. We might have this like dream of what our life is going to be. You know, we might want the perfect job. We might, it's all right, go for it. Just put it all the way in. We might want the perfect family. We might dream of a place in the sun. We might even have bought a place in the sun. But, you know, maybe something just feels like it's missing. You know, sometimes you just don't feel content. There's just something in the back of your mind that you realize is there that you haven't quite got your head around. Maybe you just feel like there's more. And many of you know that for mixture to turn into a cake, it doesn't matter how much Ollie mixes that batter. It doesn't matter how long he spends with that mixer in his hand. Nothing is going to make that cake bake unless it goes in the oven. And you can put as much energy, you can put as much effort into it, but actually nothing is going to make that batter into a cake. Nothing is going to bring that mess into something really tasty unless you put it in the cooker. And it's the same for our lives. You know, we can fill our lives with activities. We can fill our lives even with people. But actually, without the presence of God, our lives are still going to resemble that kind of mixture, that messy cake. We're not going to rise up as we were intended, as God actually purposed and planned us to, without actually putting ourselves in the presence of God. And we were singing that all the way through the worship songs. I was singing the worship songs, and it's like each and every one was almost being intricately woven into the message. And so I've got 3 points for us this morning. How are we doing? Are we good? Right, so when we're good, we're going to pop it in here. So when you've done your cakes, guys, it's going to go in the microwave. Now, it takes 4.5 minutes in my microwave, which is here. But obviously, if you have a different microwave, it might take a little bit longer. So I'll leave that with you. So, Ollie, when you've done that, if you use a spatula and pop it into that dish, and I'll program this for 4.5 minutes. There we go. And then you just have to be reasonably quick. This is good. Fantastic. Are you looking forward to this? It's going to smell good really soon. So I've got 3 things for us this morning. The first one is this. God created us to know him, to know his presence. So just as the cake's going to go in the microwave oven, it's going to turn into a cake. When we put our lives in the hands of God, then we become who we were intended to be. Because none of us were created to be alone. It says in Genesis chapter 3, then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And God asked, where are you? And I was just thinking about this, imagining what that must have been like. You know, because this, when this story is taken from the Bible, it's where they've sinned and they're hiding from God. But it implies that they walked in the garden with God. And this was like normal for them. And I just thought, how amazing is it that actually they had that relationship with God where they could just walk in his presence? But then I thought, you know what? We have that same opportunity. We have that same opportunity. We were not created to be alone. Just as Adam walked in the garden with God, God invites us to walk with him in his presence. He created us to know him. You were created to experience and to live in God's perfect love. Created to do it forever. You know, have you ever wondered why it feels so wrong when someone dies? It's because it was never meant to be that way. Just press start. Fantastic. You can start making the... you need to stay here. So we need the chocolate syrup. Oh, we forgot the chocolate drops. Quick. It's all right, we're fine. Just pop them in the middle and then bury them with mixture. And then put the syrup, about 8 tablespoons of syrup in there with a bit of butter, like about an ounce or something. We're good. We're good in Lancaster. Just whatever you think. We'll be good. It's going to make like a goo in the middle. Yeah? It's going to be amazing, Ollie. It's going to be so good. You're going to be like the best chef in the world after this. You just need to cover them up a little bit. That's really cool. Thank you. It's a bit distracting. I apologize. But he's doing well. You're doing well, Ollie. You're doing really well. Let's just give him a cheer. Let's give our chefs a cheer. Are we doing well in Lancaster? And the girls in the Northeast as well. I'm sure they're doing great. They're sharing the chefing in the Northeast. But going back to this, God created us to know him, and we were created to experience and live in his perfect love. And you know, we were created to live in his presence forever. As a nation, we're about to celebrate Easter. Thanks, Ollie. Where Jesus came and died so that we can have peace with God. He took our death, the end result of our sin, living life without God, so that we can live forever, so that we can know his love now and always. All we have to do is receive the gift of knowing him. Receive his forgiveness and his love, and live as we were created to live, to know what the peace of God is in our lives, to know his security, and to know God. Are you good with this, Ollie? Yeah, in that bowl there with a little bit of butter, yeah. And then the cocoa powder after that's melted. So you have to wait till the cake's cooked. We're good. Yeah, thank you. So that's my first point. My second point is this. He created us to live daily in his presence. He created us to live daily in his presence. If we go to Matthew chapter 11, it's going to come on the screen in the Message version. I have this on my kitchen wall. It says this: are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn how to live free. And the NIV, in the same passage, it says this. Matthew again, chapter 11. It says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take your yoke upon me and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You see, the Jews were trying to get it all right. They were trying to do religion. They were trying to go and do all the things that they've been told would get them into heaven. And you know, there's so many people in this nation that are just trying to get it right. You know, we think we go to church, then we'll be in the right place with God. If we say our prayers, we'll be in the right place with God. And so we're trying to do all the right things to get in the presence of God, because that's what we think God actually wants. But the thing that God really wants is this: come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Basically, we don't have to do anything. We just have to be in the presence of God. We talked about surrender in the song. And when we live our life in God's presence, it changes us. It gives us strength and courage and wisdom and the ability to love. But we have to surrender ourselves into his presence. As a pastor, the thing that people come to me about the most, if they've been struggling with something for a long time, it's generally because they're holding on to something, whether it would be past hurts, whether it would be sin, whether it's problems or challenges, but something, it's like they're carrying around this burden. And God actually says, you're not designed to carry the burden. You're actually designed to let me carry the burden. And actually, you're designed to trust me. God says, I want you to live in my presence rather than living in your problems. You're writing a message, he's got it. You're in sickness, he's got it. You're struggling with a friendship, he's got it. You're struggling with past experience, he's got it. You're struggling with your finances, he can carry it. You're struggling with your boss, he can deal with it. You know, we're just not equipped to carry these burdens alone. But we're called to give them and leave them in his presence. So what does it mean to live in his presence? It simply means to trust him. The Bible talks about faith. It talks about allowing God to be God. I was reading the story from Luke chapter 8, and Jesus told the story. And Jesus told lots of parables. They're stories with hidden meanings. And this is one that we hear often. I just want to read it to us. It says this: while a large crowd was gathering and people were coming to Jesus from town after town, he told this parable. A farmer went out to sow his seed, and as he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. It was trampled on and the birds ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, and when it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up with it and choked the plant. Still others fell on good soil, and it came up and yielded a crop, 100 times more than was sown. When he said this, he called out, whoever has ears to hear, let them hear. Let's just see how we're doing. Might need a little bit longer. What do you think? I think it might just need maybe another 30 seconds would be good, Ollie. Thank you. And I just thought this parable, we hear it so many times, and we hear that, you know, the seed goes on different soils, and we're so worried that the seed goes on the good soil. But the thing is, what we don't read in the story, which I was thinking about, is when a seed goes into soil, it takes time to germinate. And actually, we don't see the fruit of the seed for so long, because it has to root and then it has to grow. And sometimes we don't see what God is doing and we don't trust him because we don't think the fruit's coming. But actually, God is saying to you, when you're living in my presence, the seed is growing. It's bearing fruit. Stay in my presence. Romans 8:28 says, in all things, God works for the good of those who love him and have been called according to his purpose. You know, so often we want to make it grow. We want to do the working it through. But God is saying, actually, I'm working it through. I'm the one that is making it grow. And if you can't see the growth, then don't worry about it. God is working. Just keep following him. Keep surrendering to him. Choose daily to live in his presence. Choose daily to draw close to him. Choose daily to whisper the name of Jesus. Choose daily to read the word of God. Maybe even read it out loud. If you're looking for the presence of God in your life, you know, what are you doing to enter into his presence? Are you getting away from the normal? Are you taking time out to meditate on his word and how much he loves you? Are you learning, one sec, I'm almost there, to live in the unforced rhythms of grace? Because that's where the freedom is found. Freedom from worry, freedom from shame, freedom from performance-based living, freedom from striving. Living in his presence means looking up. It means heaven being as real or more real than on earth. So good. Let's go back to our chef. Ollie, you all right? How are we doing? Okay, awesome. So that just needs to be melted. So chefs, we need to melt our syrup and butter. It's a little melted already, right? How's this doing? Do you reckon that's looking good? I always think slightly gooey cake's good, yeah? Do we like gooey cake? I think we like... Right, so this is our presentation plate here. So now we need to... It's all right. It'll be all under the cake anyway. We need to put that... Right, move that off somewhere. Where's Sam at? Sam Baker? Oh, hang on. Let's put this in here. All right, we're good. We're good. Okay. So we need to put the plate on top of the bowl with the cake in it. Other way up, the other way up. Right, and then we need to turn it over. Shall I help you? Can you manage it without burning yourself? Yeah, go. Perfect. And then you need to tap it out. Oh, that's all right. I just needed an assistant. So we just need to get the cake. This is our beautiful assistant here. Let's just welcome Sam. So we just...
Am I here to taste it?
No. We're just going to try and get the cake out of there. And then we're going to make our sauce. How are we doing? We're doing good? Might need a bit longer, maybe. Okay, I hope we're doing all right at Lancaster. We're now doing our sauce, and you can also start chopping some of the strawberries while Sam does that. Beautiful. Here you go, Ollie. Are we doing good? Oh, that's fine. So there's some strawberries to put on top. Sam can help you see what to do with them while I go back to the message. Are we good? Actually, we'll just do the sauce as well. Right. I think that might be a bit hot. Now be careful you don't burn yourself. So that needs some cocoa powder going in and making into a sauce. Could even add a little bit of icing sugar if we need be. There you go. Right, looking good. It's smelling good. Are you all smelling this? Is this good? Okay, awesome. Okay, so I'm on to my third point. So these guys, I just want you to now decorate the cake. So sort the sauce out and decorate it. Are we good? Fantastic. And then we're going to have some pictures at the end. And maybe tonight we need to have a picture from the Northeast, picture from Lancaster, and a picture from Preston, and we'll judge the best cake. So no pressure, guys. So if you want to get the top of the cake back on, we can do that too. Awesome. Right, point three. Are we ready? So are you following me? So you've got, what's point one? God created us to know him. Point two? Yep, he created us to live in his presence daily. See, you're going to remember this. Point three is this. He created us to carry his presence. He created us to carry his presence. You see, when our lives have been in the presence of God, they're different. Matthew chapter 18 says this, again, truly I tell you, if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three gather in my name, there I am with them. See, you have God with you. When we meet together, we have God with us. But we also have his spirit in us. It says when we come to know God, his spirit takes up residence inside of us. And you know, we are the church. We're Christians united together to carry the presence of God. What is the evidence of the presence of God? Jesus said it's unity. It's when two or three come together in my name. It's representing God individually wherever you are. As you live in his presence oozes out of you. You don't look at the cake and see the mess when it's been cooked. You look at the cake and you see the incredible thing that has been created. It's living in his presence. It's having a different perspective. It's thinking differently about your circumstances. It's walking with a different walk. It's talking a different talk. It's being secure in who you are, and it's knowing you have a purpose. Jesus knew his purpose. His purpose was to redeem, to buy back a broken world by going to the cross. And our purpose is to let the world know what he has done for them. Now, I'm hoping we're going to be able to have a look at the cake and see how beautiful it looks. Because this is the difference that putting your life in the presence of God makes. It takes all the raw ingredients, the raw ingredients for our lives, and it changes them into something amazing. And then we would serve it with ice cream, obviously. Are we about done, guys? Are we sprinkling icing sugar over the top as well? Go for it. There is a scoop, but don't worry. There was a red scoop. Look at this. Oh, it's looking good. It's a bit like a chocolate version of sticky toffee pudding. Sounding good? Oh, beautiful. Right, I think Carl needs somehow to have a picture, Ollie. Hang on, we're just getting the finishing touches. Beautiful. Are we doing good in Lancaster and the Northeast? Hopefully your cakes have also come to the fruition. Let's give him a round of applause. So we're hoping for pictures tonight. I'm not sure we can quite get the cake down from the Northeast in time. Well done, Ollie. Thank you. Let's give him a cheer. Thank you, Sam, for coming and helping. They got there. I want to bring it in to a close. Yeah, I'm not sure how the band, can the band work on this part of the platform for the end? We'll just leave it there, guys. I think we're not going to quite manage to get it off the platform. So while the band come up, I just want to really come into land. Because I've just talked today really about the presence of God. It was a really simple thought for the day. It wasn't complicated because actually the Christian life isn't complicated. Sorry, I'll wait till you guys get. Thank you, Ollie. Thank you so much. Because a Christian life isn't complicated, you know, and we can overcomplicate things so easily, and we can get so tied up in the detail. And it's really simple. God just says, come away with me. He says, enter into my presence. You know, the Bible just says today we can know the presence of God as we take our lives and we've just put them in God's hands. Because God wants to help us all to rise up. He wants us all to know what it is to have peace in our lives. He wants us to know what it is to have peace with God. And he wants us to learn the rhythms of the unforced rhythms of grace. He doesn't want us to strive. He doesn't want us to work at, pleasing people or just running after something so hard that actually we're no good to anyone. He just wants us to come and learn what it is that actually he has for us to do. Not striving, just being in his presence. And so I just really want to pray for us, really, that really simple prayer this morning. So won't you close your eyes and bow your heads across all locations. God wants you to learn what it is like to do life, to have life in his presence. Where life works, where his load is easy and his burden is light. And you know, maybe this morning across all locations, you're here and actually that's not how you've lived. Maybe you don't know God. Maybe you've never encountered him, or maybe a long time ago you made a decision to follow him, but you don't feel like actually that's how you're living. Maybe you've walked away you haven't been living in his grace. Or maybe you've come to church for years, but you've kind of been doing church, not actually being a Christian, not surrendering your life to God, because that's the difference. That's what a Christian is. It's where you go, God, I can't do it. I give my life to you. I surrender my life to you. I stop stressing and I stop doing, stop running around, and I just say, God, it's yours, and I will do what you would have me do.
Thanks for listening to this week's message. Why not follow us on Twitter at @valley_church or come visit us at one of our locations on a Sunday. To find out more, visit valleychurch.eu. Have a great week.